Hi.
Sup. So, yeah, we're back. Probably not as good as we were before, but
we're a little rusty. This is take two.
Oh, you're gonna tell him that?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she didn't kill me.
Yet.
Yeah, we kind of ended. I actually re-listened to our last episode not too long ago. And we were talking about how we were going to do it next week. And then literally that weekend, everything shut down.
Yeah, this thing happened
if you all
called
didn't
COVID.
Know. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you guys heard about it, but it was a pandemic where people were getting sick and dying. So our lives kind of got all messed up and we had to move things around on all of our stovetop burners, and unfortunately the podcast went to the back burner.
Oh, and then you graduated college, or you got your master's?
Yes, I graduated from graduate school. Yep. And received a master's degree amidst the pandemic, which was not easy.
And you somehow still didn't kill me, being trapped in the house with me for so long.
Yeah.
Yep.
Proud of myself there.
Anyways, yeah, I guess that's what we've been up to.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Yep. And then, so you want to, or I guess we want to, on the podcast moving forward, we just kind of want to do, like, more true crime. And then which we've always done, and then do more like creepy Reddit type of stories, whether they're submitted or we find them. But mm-hmm. I find those interesting.
Yeah, we were kind of thinking about the podcast, and we're like, we want to do something different. We want to revamp it a little bit. So I think that's kind of what we decided to do, was keep with the true crime theme, and those prolific within the true crime world, but also tie in some creepy / true crime experiences from people all over.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think people still want to hear those stories. And then, they're just creepy and interesting to listen to at the same time. So rather than just talk about the same old all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, serial killers are all interesting and stuff, but a lot of them are somewhat similar, too.
And they're kind of jerks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I don't think we mentioned this, right? So, we had a serial killer here in St. Louis.
We did.
And that's kind of when we were like, oh, maybe we should come back.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that kind of happened. And we were like, remember that true crime podcast we used to do?
Yeah.
We should do that again.
So
we're back.
Yeah, we're back. But then I guess we're done after we talk about this one. So if more are out there, I'm just kidding. I do not condone that.
I do.
Oh, that's
brings
messed
entertainment.
Up. That is messed up.
I'm kidding.
Okay. All right.
Not kidding. Kidding.
What about podcasts you've been listening to lately?
Oh, podcasts I've been listening to lately.
So you didn't listen to podcasts before we started dating, right?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think you did. Oh.
Yeah.
It seemed like as of like the last like 2 years, you've been listening to a lot more lately.
No.
No. Okay.
Wrong. Well, you were wrong.
I'm totally wrong. Never mind.
I mean, I haven't like always listened to them. It's been somewhat recent in my life. I mean, we've been together, what, like 4-ish years?
Yeah.
Almost about 4
time
years.
Time has flown by.
Yeah. Yeah. I think my first podcast I started listening to is My Favorite Murder. And that was, that was probably when we started dating.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mm. You're not wrong.
Mm. Huh.
For the first time ever.
Yep, nope.
And it's on
nope.
recording. Yeah. So, My Favorite Murder, Always and Forever, continuing to listen to that. What else am I listening to? Let's Not Meet. Radio Rental. Disturbed. Spooked. All the good.
Yeah, you're listening to a lot more of those like scary story ones too.
Yeah, they're good. Like, what else am I listening to?
Yeah, Let's Not Meet is a good one.
I'm just gonna look real quick.
Radio Rental is very good. But the stories this last season were not.
Killer Psyche. That's a great podcast. It analyzes famous killers, criminals, excuse me, analyzes their psyche. And
Oh yeah, you did tell me about that one.
It kind of looks at how they grew up, some trauma experiences they had, why they might do the things that they do. Yeah, it's a good podcast. The host is Candace DeLong. She was a criminal profiler for the FBI in the 70s when women were allowed to work government jobs. So yeah, she was one of the first, and she has this podcast, and it's really good. I really like it. That's about it. I've re-listened to some podcasts, some true crime podcasts. Culpable, I re-listened to season one. Great stuff. Anyway, what are you listening to?
Let's Not Meet is the one. There's that also, it's similar. It's like, it's called Uncle Josh's or something, True Scary Stories. But it's just like Let's Not Meet, where they send in stories. Which end up, we actually see some of the same, or I hear some of the same stories on both podcasts sometimes. So, but it's interesting because there's quite a few that aren't on either, or not on both, I mean, I should say. And then, Radio Rental. That first season, though, like I could listen to all those stories over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And they just always scare me.
They're good.
But then, there was that also that other cool one. What was it called? Solved?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is really cool because it's like an interactive kind of podcast. They give you this story and then you have to guess which one is the killer. They're fictional, right? Yeah. They're all fictional.
But they're based on real crimes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. They are. Yeah. That one was good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that one was really good. And it was like, if you haven't listened to it, you have to listen very, very closely to some of the clues because you're like, no fucking way. Who would catch that?
Yeah.
But I would explain it, but I also don't want to give it away in case somebody. But it's good, and just listen carefully.
That is every little solve. Sound,
yeah, solve.
Solved? Solve.
Solve. Yeah, something
it's,
like that.
I have it right here. Solve.
Solve. Yeah, that one's good.
Present tense.
I'm pulling up my my podcast.
It's from iHeartRadio.
It doesn't relate to this, but I listened to that Story of the Year one.
No one cares.
I'm
just kidding. Are we doing all podcasts? Because
no.
Unless
you want to.
No, that's fine. Let's not waste any time.
Yeah, we don't need to waste a lot of time. But
you guys don't care.
Yeah. Oh, there's Supernatural with Ashley Flowers. That one's good. Because it talked like there was the one that talked about like paralysis and sleep and stuff. It's pretty good. But yeah, there's quite a few like that. But I guess those are the main ones. Yeah. Anyways, so that's about it. The main podcast that I listen to. There's quite a few that I listen to on the side during the week. Okay. All right. You want to get started on? Our Instagram
oh handle. Yes, so you guys go and follow us on Instagram if you do so wish. Our handle is at Crime Couple Pod. That is Crime Couple POD.
Yep,
on Instagram we have a whopping 3 followers. Thank you, Katie Bowdern, for your follow.
Yeah. So up our followers on there. But then you can reach out to us if you have a story. You can send.
Yeah,
it
message
there.
Us yeah. on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want us to read a creepy story that's happened to you, we will gladly read it.
Feed us the content.
Like a newborn baby. Yeah.
So okay, all right. Well, we'll get started on this. This guy from St. Louis.
All right. Take it away, Earn.
Oh, okay. So he is 26 years old.
26.
Yeah.
His He's name, younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, and wait. How old no. am I? He's the same age as me.
I was
going to
say, wait. I agreed, and then I was like, wait, no.
Oh, God. That's
when,
scary.
When you get past, like, 21, you just really don't care.
I thought I was 27. Well, I'm not kidding.
Well, then you get to, what is it? I guess you get to 25, and then you're like, oh, cool, my insurance goes down, and then you just really quit caring after that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Perez Reed.
Yep. Hey, yeah, his name's Perez Reed. He is accused of shooting 6 people.
Mm-hmm. Fatally wounding 4 of those 6.
With a .40 caliber handgun.
Yep. Do yourselves a favor. Pull up old Google Images.
No. And... Google this guy.
Yeah.
Search his name. Because you will get a kick out of the hairstyle.
Mm-hmm. He's an interesting fellow.
It is Erwer.
Sure. So, yeah. So, what we know about Perez Reed, also known as JoJo by those closest to him, he was traveling back and forth between St. Louis and Kansas City, Missouri, shooting people, basically.
Yeah, that's crazy. So then when he was arrested, he was actually traveling from Kansas City to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. He had gotten on a bus, right?
Yeah, I think it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, a public, or like a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. In, what's the name of that one town? Not Imperial.
Columbia?
No.
It has to be from Kansas City.
Oh, no. No, it's one of those, like, tiny towns. Independence? I don't know. He was getting on a bus there and was arrested by police. They found him getting on the bus. And when they arrested him, they found the gun that matched.
Wait, and the shell casings actually matched.
That linked
well.
Him
yeah.
to
yeah.
the crimes.
Wait, yeah. Is what they said. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was charged with 1 count of first-degree assault and 3 counts of armed criminal action.
Mm-hmm.
He's also been charged with 1 count of interstate transportation of a firearm with intent to commit a felony.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't know. Oh, I guess, yeah. I didn't know, like, transportation of a firearm with intent to commit a felony was a thing. I thought it was just with intent to commit a felony.
Okay,
yeah. I don't know. I just
Well, it
don't
shows
know.
Premeditation,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. I don't know law.
Okay.
But then, yeah, 6 killed and 2 injured in shootings. Is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there were 6 killed.
No,
though.
4 killed.
Yeah. No, but there was,
2
I think...
injured.
Oh, did I type that wrong?
I think so.
But, well, like, you know, people are I think there were 6 killed. But, like, you know how people are, like, Ted Bundy, wasn't he? He killed, like, a lot of people, but then he was only actually charged for.
Right. They're yeah. still connecting deaths yeah. to this man.
Yeah, right. So that's why I think, like, mm-hmm. technically that there's more.
Oh, okay.
So,
got yeah. you.
So it actually only started, though, on September 12th of this year. So, like, it didn't last very long.
And yeah, he went in. He
went in
with this crime spree.
Oh, like
he did not hold back. Yeah,
fast and hard.
Yeah, he has some mental illnesses that were diagnosed. As far as we know, he was taking medication at one point.
I think that's just apparent looking at his hairstyle.
He was taking medication for a psychosis disorder, and it was reported by people close to him that he heard voices. And he would do whatever these voices told him to do. And the majority of the time, these voices told him to hurt people in some way, and he would do it. And we do know that he has been off his medication for some time, but we don't know how long. So it's safe to say somewhere around probably beginning of September, he stopped taking that medication. Yeah.
September 11th?
Yeah.
Because he started on 12th.
Yeah.
That's just a bad day.
Yeah, it's not a great day in America's history. For those of you outside of America who listen, I think we have one in, Norway or something? The
analytics show that there are people listening.
September 11th.
Know. That's crazy.
Oh, wait.
I'm sure other.
Did I say the 12th?
No, he said the 11th, I think. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
There was a terrorist attack. Anyway.
Yeah, that's a good political here.
Yeah, the killings for Perez Reed started on September 12th. When he shot a man who was waiting at a bus stop. He shot this man multiple times in the chest.
Yeah, poor old guy. Sitting there at the bus stop.
Mm-hmm.
But then the following day, he just bang, bang, bang. Like, the following day, he killed Marnay Haynes, who was only 16, mm-hmm. at least two times in the same way.
Yeah. On the sidewalk.
Sad. Yeah. I was going to look up where these streets were relative to where we are, but then, I don't know, I kind of got sidetracked. Tonight, it was Yellowstone night, and then 1886, so I kind of got sidetracked.
No one knows what that is.
It's the TV show.
Okay.
It's the most watched show, that's what it says on the commercials. So.
Do you notice how every movie is the number one movie in America?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Because they just can twist it in a way that they can say that. They can be like, I don't know. The most people watched it in this amount of square feet. And then they'll be like, oh, it was the number one.
Yeah.
So, anyways. What?
We do know that the killings in the St. Louis area can't be that far from us.
Not far. Well.
Are very close to these areas.
One, yeah, there's one later
Okay.
That is fairly close to us, actually.
Okay.
So then 3 days later, he shot 28-year-old woman in the face behind a building in 4500 block of Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And then officers found her at a BP gas station. What's fucked up is they were able to find her blood trail to the place of where the shooting happened. So she just died there, but they were actually able to find the blood trail.
She left a forensic trail of evidence.
That's sad and messed up.
That's awful.
Yeah. And then a few hours later, killed 49-year-old Pamela Abercrombie. That is one heck of a last name, though. The
Any relation
Abercrombie
to...
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah.
She was found in West Florissant and died at the hospital. Mm. That sucks because she made it to the hospital, but they couldn't save her. Yeah. My point is, though, this was in West Florissant. Remember when we were looking at houses and you were like, oh, we should look at these houses in Florissant.
Okay, what's your point?
I don't want to be anywhere near that.
Around a random killing that could happen anywhere. Do know when we first moved to this area, a girl was walking home from her job at a fast food restaurant and some dude came up behind her and hit her in the back of the head with a hammer?
No.
And left her there unconscious?
What?
Yeah.
Where was that?
That was over across the interstate from us.
Oh, man.
Like back where my sister lives.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happened too, yeah. Your sister moved close to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I'm just saying, a lot happened.
Crimes can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
And there are some nice houses in Florissant. I'm just saying.
They are. It used to be nice, but anyways. Then September 26th, so this is 7 days later, detectives identified.
You skipped one.
Did I?
September 19th.
I thought we did September 9th. Okay, no. Yeah,
he was accused of murdering 24-year-old Carrie Ross, who was found shot in a vacant lot near the intersection of 15th and Melamphy just after noon.
And then, 7 days later, detectives identified a familiar distinctive manner while investigating the murder of Lester and had similarities to Lester Robinson. I wonder what the familiar distinctive manner was. I guess the way they were
probably
killed.
An M.O. Yeah.
I mean, what was his M.O.? He just shot them.
That's the M.O.
Yeah, I know.
Random shootings.
Yeah.
With the same type of gun.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not... It's not as interesting as, like, you know, some other messed up ones. Like, he didn't really have, like, a specific target. Like, all these are...
Well, when it first started happening, people were saying he was targeting young, female, African-American sex workers. But as we have learned more about this case and found that he was mentally unstable, just murdering at random, we learned that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first, that's what they were saying, like, at the beginning when they were announced it on, like, the news and stuff. But then he started to make his way towards Kansas City, where he was accused of killing Damon Irvin, of 35 years old. And then October 28th, he killed Raul Deja Ferro, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yeah.
That's good? Okay. 35 years old and a day later than the Damon. And then they both lived in apartments in the Wyandotte Towers. Now, this is where it gets interesting. FBI detailed the evidence used to link Reed to the Missouri crimes. But there's more. Surveillance footage from the apartment buildings showed the crescent tattoo on his forehead, and they were able to hone down on Perez that way.
So if you look up this Google image search of Perez Reed, you will see he has a very distinct crescent moon tattoo right in between where your unibrow would be, right in the good old third eye. He has a crescent moon tattoo. Very distinctive. Not great for,
you know who also has tattoos on their face?
Lil Wayne.
Because I'm an island boy.
Yeah.
I was just seeing if you would get that song stuck in your head or curse me out.
I will now. It's definitely stuck in there now.
Yeah. So then, let's see. So now, so the surveillance footage actually from the apartment building showed, I saw the crescent tattoo, but they actually showed Reed and Irvin entering the apartment building together on October 28th. And it was right around the time of 11 p.m. ish. And then a little after 6 a.m., a little after 6 a.m., Perez left alone.
Ooh, I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Good question.
Like, did they meet at a bar or something?
Oh, maybe. But you know,
like,
what I mean?
How do you talk someone into...
Yeah, he looks pretty dirty, and so, like, I don't even know. I don't know. It's had to have money and some sort of money to...
I don't know. It's so weird to see his pictures from... Because he has a pretty extensive rap sheet of... crimes committed. Mm-hmm. So he has a mugshot from, I don't know how long ago it was, but it was in the past. And even pictures of him before he has his face tattoos. And his face is so full and, like, filled with just has color in his skin. And these most recent mugshots of him, his face is a lot more sunken in. Mm. He looks a lot more scraggly, so... it's interesting to think about what happened.
Yeah, we're back.
We had to go be nosy Nellies and look at that.
The ambulance. Amberlamps.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, where were we at? So.
Whoa, it came back.
Or there's another one. But they didn't seem like they were in a rush, so It must have
been
okay.
Yeah, their sirens aren't on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then they came into the apartment, or that he left alone at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so the following day on October 29th.
This is crazy. He called Pharaoh 652 times. And then on then after October 29th, he quit calling her. Coincidence? I think not. And then no witnesses had seen her alive after October 29th.
652 times in a single
day. That is definitely
that's mental. Nonstop yeah. calling. That's yeah, mental illness.
Yeah. Craziness. I put asterisks around this because this is funny to me how like this was even a line in the news article. It said the FBI said the crescent tattoo was still visible on his forehead. Yeah, no fucking shit. It's a tattoo.
Well, they don't know that by surveillance.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
What if it's one of those, like, you put 25 cents in the machine and it does the, like, little silver thing you push in and out and then you get the random, like, transfer tattoo?
But if they see him and they see it's still a tattoo, like, it's a tattoo.
Okay, you know what? Some journalists had to get their number count.
Okay, yeah.
Their word
count.
Was,
yeah, it was just like an assignment.
Yeah, their word count in and they're like, what else can I see? Oh, the tattoo. You could
still there.
See it.
But then they said the FBI said this. So this is where our money is going, our tax dollars?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm sure there's some purpose behind it.
Okay. Well, I sure hope so. All right. And then when he interviewed, he admitted to giving the security guards his license and admitted to knowing Pharaoh but denied hurting her. What?
No, read what it says.
What says? He admitted to giving the security guards his license?
But denied hurting her.
Oh, hurting her. Oh, I didn't put a G in there.
Yeah.
Of course, he pleaded not guilty like anybody does. Mm. Because you're innocent until proven guilty.
In the United States justice system.
Yeah.
Listeners in other countries, let us know what it's like for you guys.
And then, yeah, it's for the crimes of, well, at least two of them are 49-year-old Pamela Abercrombie on September 16th and 24-year-old Carrie Ross on September 19th in St. Louis. He does have a public lawyer, so he's probably going to lose this case. And said that he had an extensive mental health history, which we have noted. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Years ago, I believe it was back in 2016, he was charged with arson for attempting to burn down an apartment complex with people inside of it.
Oh my God. I think you told me that the other day actually too.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, it makes me wonder though. I know he did these so soon and everything, but given his mental health history background, I wonder if he's done more that we just don't know about.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's what people like this do.
Yeah. No, I mean like going back years, not just like this last few months.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
and what they could
yeah,
link to him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But
yeah,
it's sad. It sucks.
Yeah. So,
like there's that girl, she was 16 years old. Like that's not that anybody any of these people deserve to die, but
yeah. So I will say without violating any HIPAA laws that I'm one degree away from one of his victims. So I know people who knew them. And from what they have said, she was a good person, and a good, sweet, young person, and it's really sad what happened.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that sucks, but, yeah, St. Louis's own.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Rest in hell.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I'll be, but.
Yeah, but he's in like the ninth ring. Yeah, I'm just, you'll be in like the first ring, I guess.
Yeah, then we're going to do these other stories.
Yeah, now. These true crime / creepy Reddit stories. But we're actually not doing Reddit stories because, as we found out about 20 minutes ago, we each have our own scary stories to share on the podcast.
Yeah, I just kind of want to give a preview of these and then what I guess he can kind of expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
sure.
You want to go first? Me?
You can go first.
Oh, okay. So mine, I had this, I worked at this job during college, you know, and we had a new sales guy starting, and it was, I remember it was on a Friday. It was in the winter. And the, he was a nice guy, seemed okay, like just really nice, friendly. I mean, he was asking me a lot of questions, and I just kind of thought, you know, I'm just answering them. We're getting ready to work together, so I'm wanting to just kind of be friendly. And he just told me how he recently divorced his wife and stuff. So, you know, I kind of felt bad for him. And he's like, hey, what do you do for lunch? So I remember we went out to lunch together. And then he was continually asking me like what I was going to do that night, that weekend. But it just seemed like regular talk. Like I have this conversation with all my coworkers now and it's nothing weird. And so like I didn't think anything of it. And then I was talking to him about Colorado, and how like, so I was actually that weekend, I was going to go snowboarding at, we have a little ski area resort. It's not really a resort because it's Missouri. But
it's a hill.
Yeah, it's a ski place here. And I was telling him how I was going to go that weekend. And he was like, oh, you know, I got a lodge up in or a cabin up in Colorado. You're always welcome to stay there. He just rents it out now or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Probably not going to stay at this random guy's cabin because I don't know where it's at and stuff. But I was just being nice. And then he's like, hey, do you mind giving me your number just in case you ever want it? And you know, or you ever need it, in case you want to go. Yeah, sure. No problem. Like I said, this, you can tell between creepy and friendly and sometimes, and or like ill intention, I guess. Mm-hmm. But this just seems so, I don't know, just friendly and weird.
Innocent, but yeah. Awkward.
No, it wasn't even awkward. It was just regular talk. Like I've, there was no like awkward silences or no like weird things that were said, you know?
But your,
you know,
gut was still telling you something.
No, but my body was telling me. Yes.
Yes.
No, but it was, it seemed fine. So I was just like, yeah, no problem. Didn't think he would ever text me. Didn't think I would ever text him. So then I think it even started that night. So he ended up like leaving early that day because it was like he had a sales salary job and like they only showed him so much for the day. And they were like, you know, you can just kind of leave for the day because there's not really much else we can do. So he left early and I had to stay late. No, it's working on stuff. And then it was like, it was that night, I'm pretty sure he's texting me and he was telling me like, hey, you know, it's going to be cold tomorrow when you go snowboarding, better bundle up. And I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. And then it started to turn weird immediately from the first text. And I was like, okay, this is weird. So then I think I was just, I wanted to be nice cause I was going to see him at work that next Monday. So I'm still texting back because I wanted to be nice, not create like a weird work environment. But yeah, so at that time I was just like, okay. Yeah. Thanks for the heads up. Like I'm paying attention also to the weather, you know.
I too am watching the weather.
Yeah. So he, I don't think he texted me back that night and, he might have, I don't know, but I probably ignored it. Well, then the next day he was like doing the same things. But then it was just like more and more texts like, hey, what's up? And then like, oh, I also forgot to include this guy. So at the time I was in college and I wasn't graduated. So I had to be, I don't know, 24, 25-ish. And he probably, I think he had like 15, 20 years on me. So,
wow.
I forgot to include that. So then, yeah, the next day he's texting me like, you know, like when you going, and then again, like telling me like how cold the weather is going to be and be safe. And it was just like frequent texts like this. And it got to a point where I was just like, okay, I'm not going to text back. Like, 'cause at this point I don't care like about what our work environment's going to be on Monday. 'Cause you're fucking weird. But he just kept texting me and then I just ignored it. I ended up obviously going still, and I was with a few friends. So like say any weird shit would have happened, I would have been with a couple friends. Well, then, that was Saturday night. Well, then that Sunday, I didn't text back, but then he texted me again and asked me like, how was it? You know, and I think I was like, at this point, I was like, okay, maybe I should. So I was just like, oh, it was cool. We had fun. And it was like, I was just trying to keep stuff really short, not give him enough to like reply to either. And then, yeah, it was like the same stuff. Just like, oh, that's cool. Let me know if you want to use my cabin. It was stuff like this. So I don't know. It was just weird. That Monday came around and I was just dreading it because I didn't want to see this guy anymore. Well, then I think my boss had told me that he ended up like taking another job over the weekend and he just ended up going with that person. So like he worked for us for half a day and then went with somebody else, which was weird. Yeah. Never mentioned it to me. Which was so weird. But that Monday, later in the day, he texted me again and he said, hey, I just want you to know, no hard feelings. I got a better offer over the weekend and I took the job. I was like, oh my God. There was a weight lifted off of my shoulders. I could never text this guy again, never see him again, and everything's good. So I thought I had blocked his number. Fast forward another week or so, he was still doing the text like, hey, what's up? But now that he's gone, I never texted back. I thought I blocked his number. Then I think a few days passed, and then I get another text, and it says, hey, you know, you should check out this song. And I was like, I wonder what this is. So I clicked, it was a YouTube link, so I knew it was like a good, okay link or whatever. But it was a song, and it was a song by Depeche Mode, and the lyrics were, I actually should have pulled this up, but the lyrics were like, I miss you. And like, I found you. And it was so weird. And from that, I made damn well sure that number was blocked, and I obviously never heard from him again, but man, it was just in a short amount of time, and what I thought was innocent ended up just being really weird. And let's not meet ever again. She's rolling her eyes. But yeah, while you tell your story, I'm going to try to find this song.
And now he's listening at home, crying himself to sleep.
Yeah, he probably is.
Because you're being mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm just telling the story.
It's weird that he took a new job and didn't say anything, even though he's texting you all weekend.
Yeah, I know. He'd never like. Oh, it was, man. The Depeche Mode thing is what really freaked me out, because the lyrics in the song were just so, like, this is a love song type of deal, and I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Hmm.
But That's my story.
Wow.
What about yours? So it's Depeche Mode, Strange Love. I'm not going to read the entire song, but then there was like, stuff like, will you take the pain I will give to you again and again, and will you return it? I'm not trying to say I will have it all my way. I'm always willing to learn when you've got something to teach, and I'll make it worth it all worthwhile. I'll make your heart smile. And
he just wanted to learn how to snowboard.
But yeah, it's just, man, it's just weird stuff. Like, dudes do not send that to each other. That's just not. You don't. Well,
no guy code.
Yeah, no. Definitely don't. So, yeah, that's that. That's my story, and
that's uncomfortable.
Freaking weird. Yeah, well, the next one's a doozy also.
Yeah, I think that one's a little more intense, honestly.
This one or the...
The other one of yours.
Yeah.
That I've heard before.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, we'll... next week.
Stay tuned.
There's more.
Ooh.
All right.
Okay, here's my turn?
Yep.
Okay, so... My weird, creepy Reddit story. So this happened when I had just turned 18. Literally like maybe 2 weeks before this happened. So as a high school graduation present slash family vacation, because we hadn't taken one in a while, my family decided to go. My parents, me and my older sister, decided to go down to Orlando and go to Disney World and Universal Studios together. So we were headed down there, and we had been driving all day long. And we were on the Florida Georgia line, not the country band, the actual place.
They're not country.
not the pop country band.
They're not even pop country. Just pop.
We were in the middle of nowhere. Like, this was nothing. There was nothing around. It was just fields and interstate. And we were in our minivan. And, of course, me being an 18-year-old female, I started my period. So.
What?
This was an issue because there was nowhere around to go. So we were driving for a while. And we finally came upon this tiny gas station off of the interstate. And it was one of those where it's like real dirty and grimy looking from the outside, but it was our only option. And I was desperate at this point.
It's how most of them look off the interstate.
Yeah. So, and there was nothing around it. It was just like fields. It was in the middle of a field. So we pulled up to this gas station. My parents parked right in front of the doors. And I get out, I run inside. I go and I am talking to the guy who's working at the counter because I'm cramping really bad. And of course, I don't have any aspirin or Midol or anything. So I have to buy that. So I'm looking for the pain medicine and it's kept behind the counter, which that's a sign right there that that's probably not a good area if the meds are kept behind the counter.
That's true.
So I walk up to the counter, and there is a serious language barrier between the clerk and myself. So we kind of have to, like, point talk to what I need to get. And I'm like, yeah, I need medicine. And he was like, oh, this? Like, pointing to the Tylenol. And I'm like, no, over. And he, like, just points at one at a time until he finally gets to Midol. And I'm like, yeah, that one. So he, like, takes out a thing of it, puts it on the counter. Like, I buy my needs and what I need to take care of my issue. And he's talking to me this whole time while I'm checking out. And he's saying, like, you know, what I'm gathering is like, oh, your eyes are they're so beautiful. I've never seen eyes like this before.
They are.
And he was like, are you from here? are you not from, you know, you must not be from here. I've never seen anyone with eyes like that. And I was like, no, actually, I'm not from here, which is so stupid looking back now.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, but I'm
was
like.
Was he old? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was probably like in his late 40s maybe. And I was like, no, I'm not from here. I'm on vacation. You know, give me my stuff so I can go to your bathroom. And I should say, this gas station was kind of like a gas station slash not really a convenience store. It's mostly just like a really trashy gas station. But you walk in, the counter was on the left side. The bathrooms were on the back. And on the right side of this tiny gas station building, there were slot machines. Mm. And there were people just like, there was maybe like 4 or 5 slot machines, and there was people at every single one of them. So, yeah. So he was like questionable characters at every single one of them. So this guy checked me out. I bought my stuff, and he was like, oh, are you from here? You don't look like you're from here. You know, the eyes, never seen, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, I'm on vacation. I'm not from here. So I check out, I buy my stuff, and I head directly for the bathroom in the back. And I go back there, I do what I gotta do, and I come out, and I'm walking, and I'm not really paying attention. My main goal is to get out of this nasty. Oh, and I should say the bathroom was absolutely disgusting. Like,
yeah, well, you can imagine, yeah.
I didn't even want to set my bag of things that I just purchased down. Ugh. Because it was so gross. It was the most filthy bathroom I've ever seen. So I'm leaving, I'm walking out the door. And again, remember, my parents are parked directly in front of the door, so they're right there. I don't really have to, you know, walk
mm-hmm.
far to get to the van. I walk out the door, and I notice, like, this guy is behind me, and, like, I didn't really think anything of it, but he was, like, really close up behind me.
This is the same guy?
No, not the cashier. Oh. This guy had gotten off of one of the slot machines when I came out of the bathroom.
Oh.
Like, he was watching, and I came out of the bathroom. He removed himself from the slot machine and walked up behind me really fast and was right up behind me. And I just kind of, like, walked through the door and kind of, like, held it open for him, but, like, kept walking. I didn't stop to hold it open for him because he was so close to me. I didn't have to stop. I just kept walking. And he, like, kind of walked the same direction as me until he saw the van with my parents sitting in the front seat. And this guy did a beeline towards the back of the building.
Mm.
And he stopped, saw my parents, and then just walked to the side of the building and walked around to the back of the building.
Where was this gas station? It was in Florida?
It was it was either
Florida, Georgia line.
Yeah, it was either like right before we got to Florida or right after we crossed over to Florida.
This is creepy.
So he like walked and went to the back of the building, and we didn't see him anymore. And I got into the van, and my older sister, she was like, did you talk to that guy in there? And I was like, no. She was like, the look on his face when he was following you out of that gas station, she was like, I think something was about to happen. So my parents weren't paying attention. They were just sitting up there in the front seats. But my sister watched me walk out.
Yeah.
And she was like, I think something bad was going to happen. And then he saw mom and dad, and that's when he walked off in a different direction. But she was like, he was looking at you like a wolf.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. So we got in the car, and it didn't really hit me until after we were driving away, like, what happened. And I was, like, watching, and I was looking, and he had come up. As we were driving away, he had come up from the back of the store and was standing outside of the building.
Oh, man.
That's so how weird. I almost got kidnapped.
Oh, that's so weird and gross.
Yep.
Ew.
Yep.
People are messed
up. And he was nasty. He was, like, tall and skinny, and I remember he was wearing a trucker hat. And he was just some, like, druggy-looking white dude.
Yeah. I'm going to say, if you're at the gas station playing slot machines, you're probably not...
The best type of person,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hate to be stereotypical, but...
Yeah. What gas station has slot machines?
There was one by where I used to live with my friend. Hmm. Yeah. Over in
Illinois?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah. So, yep. Yep. It was the one that I actually went to all the time because that was the closest one. So, but yeah, it's an interesting sight to see the characters that sit in those seats.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. We're doing it. Catch us every Sunday evening.
Yeah. Sunday evening, Monday
dropping
morning.
Dropping a new ep.
Ep. Yeah. So Crime Couple Pod is the Instagram handle.
At Instagram.
Handle.
Give us a follow. Give us a direct message. Slide into our DMs.
And tap that like button.
Is it follow or is it like?
No, you can like. You can like on Spotify and stuff. So
oh,
Spotify,
yeah.
Apple.
Oh, yeah. Spotify.
Yeah. Like,
follow us
like
on there.
Like all that stuff. Yep. And then, yeah, if you want to send in stories, you can send in stories through there. That's probably the easiest way. That
like,
way both of us can look at it.
Subscribe. Leave us a review. It doesn't even have to be a good review. Just leave something.
Yeah. A review is a review,
you can
right?
say you suck.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yep. Then I know what I need to work on.
Yeah,
it's constructive criticism. Yeah,
we need to work on a lot. I think.
Yeah, I'm. I don't disagree.
You think they have podcasting classes?
Probably. Maybe.
We should take those.
Huh. Yeah. Well, we need to get more followers first.
So go ahead and hit that follow button.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see you next week.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.